the garment, sir.
Hi, Len.
Yes, sir.
I think the speech is in good shape. I looked it over, and you'll be there tomorrow, and we'll let these guys listen. If they, you know, they may add a few things that we may want to, you know, add to the thing or whatever, what have you. But I think it'll be in good shape. I think it's a good move to make, too.
Yes. I'm having dinner, as a matter of fact, right now with some Democrats who want to support it.
Well, they should.
And they wanted the main point is Harry McPherson, who worked for Lyndon Johnson.
Yeah.
And he said he was urging that we come down heavy on the money side, and the need to that both parties suffer a terrible burden in raising all that damn money.
Yeah.
He was saying he was giving all the experiences, all the, you know, the prat kissing that has to go on, and you go crazy. He said this is the thing that would really ring right, and if that's hit hard, he would get out and round up a lot of Democratic support for whatever.
One thing that might be put in this speech that occurred to me, that no contribution in cash above $100 would be allowed.
Mm-hmm.
How about putting that in there?
Well, I think we might put that in. But the only problem about putting in specific proposals is that it undercuts the idea of setting up a commission to make recommendations.
I see.
These are things to consider. Restrictions on cash contributions.
That's right.
I think what should be emphasized is that these are problems that plague both political parties.
Right.
And one other point that was raised tonight in this discussion was the desirability of having a specific date when there would be a response to whatever the commission proposes. Now, I raise that because I know that I think you struck that out of the dress.
Sergeant Shearstone, may I help you?
Yes, no.
Hello.
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 I'm on this phone here.
Oh, I beg your pardon,
yes.
Mr. Gartman. I'm sorry.
Please get off.
Hello. Okay.
No, we're all fine.
I know.
I think that's one.
All right, fine. Well, we can, that sort of thing you work out, you know, and there's, we've got till Wednesday before we have to make the specific things. But
they are, the sense that I get from the Democrats and others around is that this is a very real opportunity, including the one-term, six-year issue.
And the four-year congressional.
Oh, yeah, they're all interested in that. And I think this is really worth it.
Now,
names, I think, are important.
Right.
I know that you want some of those names floated.
Oh, I don't care. I mean, I don't care what names come out in the end. We'll get a lot of good names, but get them all, you know. We'll get good names before we get through here.
Well, that'll be very key. Again, to this bunch, the way they perceive the whole thing will be the kind of people that the public members that are named to the commission, they sort of see
right.
That as...
Right. Now, on the subject of the... I don't know whether you realize... what an opportunity this damnable thing about the $1 million is.
I only said anything about it earlier and let them spin out the damn web. And
I know, but nevertheless, no, you couldn't let that lie there, Len. You couldn't let it lie there.
Tomorrow.
Huh?
Well, then we would have killed them tomorrow. But
I know, but they haven't said anything. Now, listen, Urban and Baker both made half-assed little statements,
right.
And that's not enough. There, as I told Ziegler, tomorrow,
get him.
He's got to
get
go on. He's got to call in the full committee for a public apology and retraction, plus a demand that they investigate as to who is responsible and discharge the individual involved.
Right.
And you see what I mean, Len? You've got to take the offensive on this,
well,
because
this is a real opportunity.
This is an opportunity because this is such a goddamn libelous, horrible thing,
right.
You know.
And it really illustrates this.
It illustrates
this process.
Well, it illustrates too. You see, you can destroy the committee before it begins its hearings.
Yeah.
You've got to attack this committee now. And Dash doesn't understand this. He isn't for a decent hearing. You know that, and I know it.
Yeah, he's not even around now to take the call on this goddamn issue.
No.
But
the point is, that's all right.
What you're getting at?
It's all right. You understand. But tomorrow morning,
okay.
You and Ziegler work out. And this is
right.
To be a real